There were 9 EPA officials on the tour, including Region 4 Administrator Gwen Keyes Fleming and Senior Advisor on Environmental Justice Lisa Garcia. Over 2 days, members of the nonprofit group Kentuckians for the Commonwealth escorted them from Clay County to Knott County to Letcher County and ended the trip in Harlan County.
It's the first entrance to your left when you go up this road.
Sandy Minton gave the visitors directions to the coal processing plant next to her house. She held a bag full of medication, her daughter's prescriptions for a variety of breathing problems. Minton says she's concerned about the high levels of dust her kids, as well as those in the nearby school, are exposed to.
A lot of these schools, they're not near anything like this. You know, they're breathing good clean air. You know, and unfortunately, there are some communities, few communities around here, that's having to deal with it.
In Knott County, many were concerned with a proposed permit by LECO Coal for the Stacy Branch surface mine. That permit is one that was subjected to increased scrutiny by the EPA in 2009 and is still under review. Besides asking the EPA to not issue the permit, the residents talked about broader economic concerns and the few opportunities that exist for young people in the area. Ivy Brashear is trying to find a way to stay in her hometown. She's worried that once the region's coal is gone, coal companies will pull out and the community will be left with devastated land, health problems, and no jobs.
They're going to leave and we're going to be here with dirty water and dirty air and cancer clusters and birth defects because of what they did. We need your help. Save what we have.
Later that night, people packed into a theater in Whitesburg.
I want to talk for a moment about another insidious form of coal pollution.
That's former Kentuckians for the Commonwealth Chair, Doug Durfeld.
It is hard to overstate the degree to which the influence of coal has also polluted our democracy. The power of the industry's money in our political system is overwhelming.
During the meeting, Fleming and Garcia addressed community members directly. Fleming believes low-income or minority residents are disproportionately affected by pollution.
Y'all know that I've spent 17 years as a prosecutor, and so adhering to the rule of law is, in a fair way, is something that is very true to my heart and true to the administrator's heart as well.
Fleming said her staff is open to future visits in the region and an ongoing discussion of the issues. Some coal industry supporters, including Congressman Hal Rogers and chairman of the Pikeville-based Coal Operators and Associates, Charles Baird, slammed the EPA for not meeting with miners and state regulators during the trip. Baird also criticized the lack of advance notice to members of the media other than WFPL. But there were local media outlets at each event, and 2 employees from the State Division of Water were present. Also, Bill Bissett of the Kentucky Coal Association confirmed that he was notified of the tour, and the EPA offered to meet with coal supporters for an hour on Friday. Bissett said he thought the EPA could have made more of an effort to get a balanced perspective during the visit. Many of the residents who addressed the agency wanted to make one thing clear: they're not anti-coal. Stanley Sturgill is a former federal mine inspector and a city council member.
If you're concerned, you're branded that you're against coal, any way, shape, form, or fashion. We have tried to get that point across. We're not. We're strictly against surface mining. We're for underground mining.
Regional Administrator Gwen Keyes Fleming has only held her position for a year, and this was her second visit to eastern Kentucky. She says any decisions the agency makes about mining permits will be governed by science and the rule of law and not based solely on testimonials from either side of the debate. Erica Peterson, WFPL News.